This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Got a very special announcement coming on the way there concerning Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way. First time, though, for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
I'll jump right into the birthdays. Guys, I am the mom to the most amazing four sons a girl could ask for. Today, the baby, Carson, starts his 23rd trip around the sun. Cheers to his best year yet. How about a Joey Chestnut, a fish sandwich, and a little bit of Coach Ted? Love you, see? Go Cougs. Thanks, guys. We love you. That from Kelly.
Joey Chestnut!
A filet of fish sandwich.
All right, Mom. Turn off the radio. Listen, you're the baby of the family. You're already the favorite. You're 24. And judging by the way your mom said, go Cougs, I'm... What's that?
23.
So you're either still in college, well, you're a Coug, you're still in college at 23. Point is, even if you still weren't at Washington State, you're still young enough at tailgate that nobody will know. It's not like you're some weird dude in his 40s trying to hit on college girls.
Mm-hmm. Is that weird?
Yeah. That's what she said to me.
Well, it's weird for them. It's not weird to us.
The only weird thing about that, you're typically your fifth or your fourth year, and you've kind of done it at this point.
Right.
And you really just want to leave.
Yeah, at that point.
It's like, not that you don't want to stay, but you're like, I'm done. I got to get out of here. Like, everyone looks so young.
You know what? I didn't go to a four-year school, but I would think the aspect of still partying is fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that lasted long into my life.
Yeah.
I thought the senior year always sucked, because all the people you looked up to and stuff are gone. You're like, it's just me now?
Yeah, you're who they look up to.
And I'm like, no.
Then you realize, oh, God.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. Senior of high school was fun. You got to be the, like, kind of run stuff.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. Beat kids up.
Pajolas, I want to wish
them in lockers, give them swirlies.
I want to wish my girlfriend Holly a very happy 29th birthday. Could she get a Kevin Hart damn? A fish sandwich medley. And the Dirty Germans talking about dentistry. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Angry Andy.
Damn.
Is it too early for
a filet of fish sandwich?
A lot going on.
You put the cheese and the tartar on the side. Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some relish in the morning.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, as a dirty German, I admit I don't know much about dentistry, but I do say, hey, watch the teeth, quite often.
Yeah, the thing is, this Holly is going to be a lot like going to the dentist. She's going to be the little things that's sucking all the time.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Holly.
I'm going to have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah. You know what's funny? You ever seen a holly plant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have two of those little red ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
I always feel like I got a dentist appointment at the end of the month. I always feel like it's a takedown.
It is. No matter what you do, they're going to tell you what you did wrong.
Your gums are receding.
Well, I know.
Did you buy the water pick that we suggested?
I sure did.
Do you use it?
All the time.
Are you still flossing?
Yes. I don't know what you're doing wrong. Dude, I told you I got put down on something I can't control, which was that. So you have the dental assistant does most of the heavy lifting. Dentist walks in. Hey, how are you? Then he looks at the x-rays, checks my teeth, and says, wow, your saliva has an unnaturally high concentration of minerals.
Oh,
I'm like, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Is that good? Is that
bad? I don't know either.
But just a look on her face, like, I don't have control over that.
I feel the same way about going to the dentist as bringing home a report card.
Right.
I'm like, oh, God.
Here we go.
What is it going to be this time? How did I disappoint you? I'm so sorry. Like, you don't do anything with my mouth other than put your hands in it anyway. If you just stick your tongue in there, it'd be one thing if you, like, we were dating.
I take better care of my mouth.
Dude, you know, come on, man. I mean, if you want me to kiss you, you got to do something there.
What did they say you had?
An unusually high concentration of minerals.
That sounds,
that
sounds like a blood thing.
Well, I think it's a good thing you work on the rock.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. That's why I'm telling her. That's so why mineral. I work on the rock. Yeah. She'd be like, that's the dumbest
minerals.
Thing I've heard.
I want to play animal, vegetable, or mineral with you.
My saliva. Minerals.
We're in a car. We got time. Whatever. Oh, Michelle, can I wish my wife, Nicole, a very happy halfway to 70? She's 35 years old. How about some turtle sex with a, oh, look out in the paws? Miles' inspirational advice, and the dirty Germans telling her what her sprinkler fitter husband is going to do to her for her birthday. Thanks, guys. That's from Mike in South Hill.
Uh-oh, look out.
Okay, let's see here. All right. Here's some words of wisdom about your brain, your memory. Get older, you forget things. Okay. Nicole, here's some knowledge about getting older. You can hear 1,000 jokes and not remember any of them when you want to retain them and to retell them to other people. But you can remember every single one of them when you hear them told again to you.
True.
True.
Yes. Birthday shout out for my amazing and sexy
Germans.
Sorry. Germans. Germans.
Yeah, she wanted to know what a sprinkler fit her husband's going to do. Come on now. Do not kid with us. He's going to fit his sprinkler into your lockbox.
Yeah. I think like a sprinkler is going to go off and spray all over your hair and face.
It's going to water your lady garden. Make the crops grow.
Yeah. Is it a fruit or a vegetable? I don't know, but it's ripe.
Guys, got a birthday shout out to my amazing and sexy husband, Nady. He's 41 years old today. How about the dirty Germans talking about welding the smoker box to the barbecue? And how to make family obligations when you really just want to relax at home with a nice cold beer.
Yeah, the smoker box, I assume, is your mouth. The barbecue, well, I think you can do the math.
Yeah, I wonder what he smokes in that box.
Yeah.
I have a few ideas.
If you want,
it's a piece of advice in Germany. We always say, if you don't want to have too many people over, don't own a smoker.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, if you're the one in the family that smokes meat, it's like, we're going to your house.
Your neighbors are just going to start zombieing over.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing over there? I've been here for 7 years, thought I'd introduce myself.
Yeah.
Like, I just bought my smoker yesterday.
Oh, you don't say.
I brought a 12-pack.
Yeah, exactly.
Instant friendship.
Yeah.
Like again, my buddy Sal, like, he knows his neighbors. They're awesome, but I'm pretty sure his one neighbor has walked over him before and been like, I thought I smelled it.
There is something amazing about that. I've never met you. In fact, our dogs hate each other. We've had issues in the past.
I smelled it.
That smells so good.
Yeah, come on.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Right. Let's be buddies just one day of summer.
Guys, can I please get a birthday shout out for my husband, Anthony? His birthday is today. In addition to being an awesome husband, he's one of the best barbecuers I know. Plans to roast a pig for his birthday party this weekend.
Nice.
How about a fish sandwich medley? The dirty Germans talking about roasting a hog low and slow. Thanks and rock on, guys. That from Julia.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know what a barbecue going on.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some pure relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, as a Dutch gentleman, I always, always, always like my hog roasted low and slow.
Yeah, and pork is a lot like me. So, like, do you have to rub me down first?
Yeah.
Maybe in some yellow mustard?
I just do a dry rub.
Yeah. Well, I did a dry rub, and then things got chafed.
But you don't slow roast my pork, I will also bring you the beans.
Yeah, and much like that little pig that'll be over the spit, I'm going to put an apple in your mouth.
Poor man's ball gag.
And guys, today is my, and I'm not kidding,
My 69th birthday.
Nice.
Please have the Dirty Germans provide some ideas for this celebration. Thanks, guys. That from Steve in Seattle.
Yeah, Steve in Seattle. Look, this is your one opportunity you have to walk into the bar and say, hey, tonight I want to do the 69. It is my 69th birthday. No, see, we don't believe you. You show your ID. You'll find that more people be hip to it than usual.
Yeah, I've just gotten hip to this other show, but think about Stranger Things. It's the upside down world.
Yeah, that's why the kids keep going back.
So I'm just trying to explain to him how his birthday works.
You should be able, that should be a guarantee.
On the 69th birthday?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I mean, because probably after that, never again.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go, all right, this is going to be the guy. Ronnie, you going to hook me up? What's going on?
You knew it was my bro. I told you yesterday.
I told you, man. Give it to me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Just throw Ronnie off.
We can do this. We
Thunder Kiss 69, baby. Putting it on. All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BJ. Yaz of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
So we talked a couple weeks ago about the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
That is correct.
Right? There you go. Keep it going, people. So we teamed up with our friends at San Juan Salsa to create the new Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Yep.
A salsa so delicious.
So delicious.
Your chips will beg to be dipped.
Put me in, coach.
Put me in there. Mm-hmm. Portion of the proceeds, of course, for the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa will be supporting the Fisher House.
Yep.
Which is great. We're still getting money back to the Fisher House.
Correct.
Great organization. Does great things. So before I break out the big news,
okay.
I also want to mention that obviously, you know, it's Men's Room's name on it, so we're going to eat some.
Yes, we are.
But San Juan Salsa Company themselves make delicious salsas.
They do. Yeah.
I mean, I've been eating their salsas for years. It's probably like the one specific brand of salsa I buy all the time.
To me, they're like the Boar's Head of salsa.
Correct.
I don't know, and that is a compliment.
The Beechers of the cheese.
Yeah.
The cinnamon toast crunch, if you will. Mm-hmm. Agree with me, I'm right.
No, you're right. I'm just trying to think of one.
The man yogurt of pornography.
I got nothing.
I don't either.
So their salsas are delicious. I went up to the factory.
Mm-hmm.
I think there might be some pictures coming out. You'll see me there mixing up salsas with actual salsa workers.
Right.
Also, their factory smells amazing. As soon as I got out of the
car, I bet it does.
As soon as we got out of the car, I was like, God, this place smells good.
So what is the primary smell you get? Is it tomato? Is it tomato and garlic? Is it peppers?
I would say tomato, onion, peppers.
Okay. All right.
Right? And like we're saying, though,
I'm down with that.
Right. Even if you don't like vegetables a ton, you know what I mean? Like when somebody's chopping up a good fresh tomato, you smell it.
I say it all the time. Like, I don't like vegetables, but the smell of fresh vegetables is fantastic.
And I walked in as, I'm going to say we. It's basically like a head chef. I almost work there now. And as I walked in, you know, they were saying, hey, some of the earlier shift has been working on onions. Chef didn't cry.
Oh, really?
Not one tear.
Nice.
Yeah. Not one tear. Mm-hmm. All right, so the...
Sound like the Cowardly Lion. Like, you okay, man?
It's the onion. You guys want to come back on a different day? So the good news is, though, now you could find the salsa, the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa, at these locations.
Oh, no, get out of here.
I bet. See, that makes
some stores.
All right. Okay. All right.
Buy it! Eat it!
First, we'll start with Bothell.
Bothell.
If you're up with Bothell, head over to the Yakima Fruit Stand.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
The salsa will be there. What about Friday Harbor? We like Friday Harbor.
Yeah.
Much better than Monday Harbor.
Yeah.
Friday Harbor Marketplace.
Oh, right, all right.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about it earlier. The West Seattle Bridge is reopening soon. Good news. You can get the salsa at the West Seattle Thriftway.
Sweet. Nice.
Once again, I've been to that store personally. You know what?
Let's go up north a little bit. Where's Taryn from?
Is she in Monroe now?
Stanwood.
Thanks, Mike. Stanwood.
Stanwood. Haven't been there.
The Mossy Back Farm Produce.
Ooh.
Thank you, Mossy Back Farm Produce.
Up at Stanwood. Over in Camino, you go to Huntington's Corner Grocery.
Okay.
In Arlington, home of San Juan Salsa.
Correct.
You can go to the Element Cider Company. Now, listen.
Ooh, I like the sound of that already.
I do, too.
It is delicious.
Cider and salsas.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that cider company is right around the corner from the salsa headquarters.
Oh, nice, nice.
They got a deal going. We'll give you some salsa, you give me some cider.
Right, well, I mean, hell listen, yeah. A lot of things, that's what I like. A lot of things go good with drinking beer and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, chips and salsa are hard to beat.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
San Juan Salsa Company also, I should mention, a delicious tortilla chip.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I have a buddy that vouches for him.
Yeah.
Country Farms in Burlington has the salsa.
Cool.
Country Farms in Edmonds has the salsa.
You go, Country Farms.
Country Farms in Everett.
Oh, come on.
Country Farms. On Broadway, they have the salsa.
Okay.
So these are the stores where you can go get the salsa right now.
And if you happen to find it anywhere else, please do us a favor. Send us an email to themensroom@kisw.com.
Yeah, let us know.
We'll add it to the website because we've got all the locations up at kisw.com. So
correct.
Add it to that list. Help people in the area if they're trying to find it, figure out where they can go close to them to get it.
And you won't be disappointed.
No, you won't.
I stand easily by it. Because, again, San Juan are the people behind us, so you already know it's good. Just this particular thing that, yes, Head Chef, I know you helped them construct.
I did, a lot. A lot of
phenomenal.
Effort.
And we actually, well, we got samples of it like 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago or something. I left here, went to a friend's house because they're having dinner. I think there was like 9 of us there. And at that point, it was not labeled. It was just in this big-ass bucket, and I just put it down. I did not say what it was. Everyone kept trying it. I was like, that's really good salsa. What is it? And I told them, and they're like, get out of here. I said, no, no. If it has Men's Room name on it and it's edible, you know it's good.
It is good.
I did the same thing a couple weeks ago. I took a thing of it to a buddy's place. We were having a little cookout, and he was like, can you bring some snacks? I said, actually, I can. But yeah, sat it out, same thing. We never even lit the grill.
Right.
All we did was drink beer, tequila, and eat the chips and salsa.
Sweet. That's how you do it.
It is that good. I swear to God,
I'm down
man.
With that meal.
Right. And you also, Head Chef giving you a little advice here, too. You could cook with this salsa. Right? For years, I've been telling you about your crock pot.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Put in the boneless, skinless chicken breast or thighs, a thing of salsa, put it on low for 8 hours. This salsa is going to help you out.
Oh, not only that, but salmon. Did that the other night.
You put salsa on salmon?
Did grilled salmon, and then put like a Mexican seasoning on top.
All right.
A little bit of lime, salsa on top. Did the mango from San Juan on that one, because I'm still eating the other one.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is like, you know, like, maybe you're living in the dark ages, and you think salsa's just for dinner. Wrong. You got some scrambled eggs? You got
an omelet? God, yes.
Salsa it up.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what I mean? Whatever you're having.
Yeah.
I mean, Castle and I were doing shots of roasted Benjamin Red salsa the other day.
That's a little more than most people will do, but I dig it.
Hey, you do you.
Hey, Miles, I only asked one thing.
Yeah.
Dip responsibly.
Thanks, sir. Head Chef, we appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I kind of miss with drinking toast for the show today. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Google is going after Apple, claiming that they're purposely making texting annoying for non-iPhone users, referencing blurry videos and problems with group chats.
Yeah, they probably are.
Right. Mm. Why would it be on them to make your life easier?
Right. Exactly.
You know, kind of inspires people, or at least that's the hope, to go to your product. So, yeah. A new study found that replacing salt with most any other seasoning will lower your risk of premature death by heart disease by 10%.
Replacing salt with any other seasoning?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They got to tell that to the restaurant industry.
Yeah, no, right. You don't go there to be healthy. It's not on restaurants to watch your diet.
That is a fact. Yeah. That is a fact. A new poll found that if people aren't all that interested in a book, 41% of people will give up on it and 42% will actually finish it.
If I started, I'm done. I mean, I'm in.
I'm with you.
I'm going to finish it.
I think I can count on one hand how many books I've just said I've aborted, basically.
I've never done that.
I mean, I'll put a few down because if I'm not interested, I'm not going to waste my time. That doesn't make sense. Yeah. Like, all I've got is time.
Right. Right.
So, like, I don't like this.
Right.
I'm not enjoying this.
I think I got about 10 to 15 pages into one where I just said, okay, this is not the book that I thought it was. This is not for me.
And you know what? That's wrong. Keith Richards' autobiography.
All right.
I stopped about halfway through. It was a big book. But it just...
Was it not going anywhere?
It was just... It was like, okay. All
right. Just kind of more of the same anecdotes. Yeah, exactly. Right.
I get it. I did this over here.
Right.
We get it.
And then I did it over there.
And then I did it the same thing for three days. And then I wake up to the next door.
Ah, Lord.
I mean, I think that's true about anything, though, right? You do it with TV shows. Like, right? Like, if you don't like it...
Right.
You ever walked out on a movie? In the theater?
In the theater?
I've done it once.
No.
I was younger. It's some movie called Night Flyers. I'm like 16, 17, 18 years old. Went there with a group of friends. We walked out, and we found out years later, we walked out during the climax. To give an idea of how bad the movie was, we did not know that was the climax.
Right.
It was just a bad movie.
This is the best part of the movie.
I was like, we had like 50 more minutes ago. It was terrible. That's the only movie I've ever walked out. Now, that said, there are movies I've wanted to walk out on, but I promised my kids I would take them.
I've fallen asleep in a movie theater once.
I've done that a few times.
I believe I've done it as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
But never a movie that I picked.
Right.
You know, and I get the nudge at the end. Like, oh, hey, no, baby, I love romantic comedy.
Especially when you get in that theater that kind of...
The reclining chairs.
All the way back. Like, I didn't even want to watch this movie. All right, I'll hang here with you.
And again...
Yeah, I was going to say, especially too, like, in the summertime, it's dark in there, there's air conditioning.
Oh, man.
I'm reclined in the chair, like, good night.
And again, if you're in a movie theater, and you can open a bag of M&M's, just open it.
Oh,
just because you do it slowly doesn't mean we can't hear.
Right. So, it's just a long, drawn out loud.
Just open it at once, right?
Just open the goddamn M&M's. Jesus, man.
Same thing if you're going to open an edible at the symphony.
Oh. Ooh. That one hits close. Why not at the break? Why not at halftime? Why didn't he wait till the break?
You couldn't wait till the intermission.
I don't know. I don't know.
The voices in my head agree.
Hey. No, I don't want that one. I don't want them in.
Dude, just pick one. Goddamn symphony, man. Dude, just give me one.
Coca-Cola has a new flavor that they say tastes like dreams.
Dreams?
What do dreams taste like?
I don't know. Didn't they do the same thing with space? Wasn't it
was
Coca-Cola?
That Coke who did that? Yeah, somebody
did.
Yeah. Tastes like space.
Well, they're doing this as like part of a series.
Right.
So what's it in addition? They just put it out for
it's
2 or 3
stupid.
Months.
It's falling flat. Quit.
Yeah.
Tastes like space. Well, I mean, you're deaf.
It's like taking away the Choco Taco. People know what they're doing these days.
Right.
If you do something,
it will come back.
And people start talking about it, you've done your job.
Negative press.
Because up until that point, no one's talking about the Choco Taco.
How long before they're reintroduced?
No one's talking about Coca-Cola right now.
The Choco Taco?
But here's exactly. Coca-Cola doesn't need you to talk. They just have to keep advertising to remind you because they do fine. This, I feel like this is more of a detriment to Coke than the Choco Taco is to whatever the company that took it away. But, like, you know they're bringing it back because they got everyone upset.
When Hostess left and they're taking away the Twinkie or whatever the deal was, right?
Everybody's up.
Oh, my God. Like, when is the last time you had a Twinkie?
Right.
And when you did, were you like, oh, God.
Right.
This is not as good as I remember it.
Right.
That was my experience.
I loved Twinkies when I was a kid. That was my favorite Hostess snack.
McRib. I know they make a ton of money off the limited release, but I'm telling you, it's just...
It's terrible.
It's not even up to McDonald's level of standards. No, it's not.
I always go back, though.
Like, I think their food is much better in every other way now than it was
back then. I agree 1,000%.
But that sandwich is still the original recipe, and it's terrible. Toast the bun. Do something.
Like, well, right.
It's
but
horrible.
I mean, companies do miss.
But of course.
Right, like the McRib. Like, they tried to bring it back once a year, then they realized, like, people don't like it. So then that's when it became, you never know when it's going to show up.
Right.
Yep. So I'm just saying, like, the chocolate, I'm like, yeah, they might be bringing it back, but I don't know.
I think they'll bring it back.
Coke's just making new flavors because they can. And you're right. That's Coca-Cola, like, keep in mind, Major League, Minor League, whatever baseball stadium you go to, Coke will have signage there.
Right. They do this because they got a whole lot of room to not even screw up. It's not like they're replacing their product with it.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, look, we know you're not going to like this. We understand that. But to your point, you're talking about it. The Choco Taco, I don't believe they anticipated the blowback. But I guarantee you, the executive said, bring this bitch back in like 9 months. Like, hey, we didn't know, but bring it back.
Out of sight, out of mind. Could have been the ice cream sandwich. Could have been the drumstick. As soon as you're going to take one of these legendary things away, people are like, oh, no.
Exactly. There's a forum online where frequent flyers are talking about the things that annoy them the most. And most of them are things that everybody should know by now, which does bring us to...
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Flying etiquette. That you should know by now. If your bag is above my head and you're not in my row, I'm taking all of your underwear.
That is disconcerting. He's like a creepier version of Hannibal Lecter. He does the fava beans thing and you're like, okay, he's crazy. If it's Clarice, let me smell your underwear. Okay, yeah, it's just keeping me up.
Oh, he does not distinguish, man. Anybody's underwear, he's grabbing it. He's going for it.
Old man in the bag.
That's right.
I mean, I agree with that rule, but as somebody that waits to the last possible second to board, like sometimes it's already full.
Okay.
Ted, there's a difference. Fair. I allow for the people that they're just getting on there, right? Like mostly. I understand you're looking for space.
Right.
I get on the flight and I'm the person on there and I see a guy, you know, he puts something in whatever bin and then walks 15 rows back. I'm like, bro, sorry, if it's over my seat, I pull it out, put mine in.
Yeah.
Every time. Just like, no, because I'm sitting here and I know you have space where you are because no one's gotten there yet.
Number 10 of the flying etiquette that you should know by now, when getting off the plane, do not pack the aisle or try to push forward. It's faster when everyone gets off row by row in an orderly fashion. That leaves the aisle clear for anyone who is in a dire time crunch to make a connection.
I will say, most flights I'm on, people are pretty good about
that. At this point, yes.
Yeah.
I've been on some when they have not, but also, a pilot is very cognizant of time. And the ones that know that you're 10 to 15 minutes late.
Oh, so, yeah.
We're going to let everyone get up now who has a connection they need to make. Please let these people out first.
Yep.
Because we're late, and they're going to try to make their flights.
And sometimes they don't.
I've been on that flight, too, where it's like... And then you got the jamoke beside you, like, I'm home. I'm out.
Exactly.
But I mean,
people drive me up a wall.
They try.
Just wait.
Number 9, practice proper hygiene. Shower and wear deodorant prior to flying.
Yeah,
please,
man.
For the love of God.
Damn. There's nothing worse than sitting next to somebody stinking.
Oh. get to smell your BO for the next 4 hours as we go over to the East Coast. Goodness gracious. Number eight, don't let your kid kick the seat in front of them or any seat for that matter.
Honest to God, don't. I mean, just really don't.
Right.
My wife and I, we got a surprise. We, again, flew back to D.C. about 2 weeks ago for a funeral, and she got business class, so you're kind of right behind first class. And it's an overnight flight, red eye, like whatever. You know, man, we'll just sleep. We'll wake up. We're there.
Yeah.
And there's a baby screaming the entire flight. And I'm fairly passive. There's two things. Once you have your own kids, the distress call is not to me.
Sure.
So you don't, there's like some biological level. It's just noise. I can tune it out. I just could not believe how long this kid screamed, right? And when we land, I'm looking for the baby that was screaming. It wasn't a baby. This kid was like 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, no.
I could not, because like I'm saying to my wife, where's the baby? She goes, man, I'm telling you, it's not a baby. It's that kid. I'm like, that kid's too old to have screamed the whole flight. Nope. It was that kid. But then I read after we got back that if you do get a business class seat because you want the extra room, you set yourself up for that because of the extra room. A lot of parents will get that.
Gotcha.
It makes sense. I didn't realize that before we flew. This kid was 4 or 5 years
old. Dude, my buddy, he was flying back. Same thing. Flights get canceled, blah, blah, blah. Yep. So now it's super late at night. His sister has a baby. I don't think the baby's even 1 year old. And the kid's just screaming the whole time, right? Yeah. Obviously, they went... You know, they're
you
trying.
Don't want this
you're
to
not
happen.
Trying to make
then,
your kid
right,
cry.
One of the flight attendants comes by and is like, "Do you want me? Have you tried patting her on the back?" My buddy was like,
"Yeah."
Like I wanted to be like, "Are you effing serious?"
I've tried everything other than chloroform.
Like, trust me,
because that's illegal.
Nobody wants that baby to stop more than his sister, the mother.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a guarantee.
Flying etiquette that you should know by now. Number seven: while on a plane, keep your shoes on at all times. Loosen them if you must.
Correct.
Yeah. Keep them on.
Especially people that go barefoot. It's like, those floors are disgusting.
Horrifically so.
Yeah.
So
I would also,
the older I get, and I know this is going to be something that's going to piss people off, but I don't care. I think you need to wear long pants.
Why?
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 Because some people are bigger than others, and I want your hairy ass leg rubbing up on me the whole flight.
Well, if you're in long pants, it shouldn't bug you.
Well, no, I'm in long pants.
If you're in love and you have a beard.
All right. Well,
but
all right.
Now my hairy, nasty leg with
my pants up and rub my hairy leg on your ass.
What if I grab a blanket and put it over my legs, Miles?
Then that's okay.
Can I still wear my shorts?
Yes.
Okay.
I just think you should get dressed.
Yeah.
There are people, I'm like, did you just get out of prison? Like, why are you wearing that? I know we're at an airport. It's not like you have to dress.
You can be comfortable.
God damn.
Number six, be mindful of whether or not other passengers are in the mood to chat. If a person is using headphones or earbuds, they don't want to make small talk.
That is correct. That is correct.
Also, if they use short answers, man, they don't want to talk to you.
You should be able to understand social cues.
It's doggone late. I just sprinted my way to this plane. I don't want to talk to you for this 45-minute flight over to doggone Cleveland when I finally get a doggone TV for me on the shorter part of a two-flight voyage.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch the doggone draft.
I did watch, what was it, Batman with Bane.
Oh, yeah.
The guy in front, I couldn't hear it, but the guy in front of me had it on his laptop.
Nice.
And through the crank, let's see, I watched the whole movie. And I don't know, so it made the flight so much shorter. I'm like, this guy's great.
I'm just guessing what he's saying. You took my pudding.
I missed a giant queue today. I got in an elevator with a guy, and he just seemed like somebody didn't want to talk. I'm always chatty.
Yeah.
So I was like, Ted, don't say anything. Then when he got off, he was like, how's your day going? I was like, actually, it's going pretty good, man. How about you? He's like, I should have talked.
Damn it. Number five, if it's a plane with groups of three seats together, the person in the middle gets both armrests.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I know that seat's down.
Yeah.
You don't know me, I don't know you, and you're stuck next to that ugly.
I've known a handful of people that believe that whoever gets the middle armrest is the first one that gets there. Yeah.
It's always fun, too, for at least an hour on a flight, having to play, like, elbow.
Or the elbow thing.
Right? Yep. It's like, look, I'm not going to fight you, but if you want to have the conversation, let's do it.
Right.
Instead of doing this all the time.
Let's talk this out. Flying etiquette that you should know by now. Number four, check behind you before reclining your seat. Also, it's not that much, man.
Don't recline it.
Right.
Yeah,
you really get nothing out of it. They should not have those things able to recline. There's nothing to it. You get a degree. Which, provides a little bit of relief after you're done being all the way up here. But all it does is make things worse for everybody around you.
It just aggravates people. And it's like, I'm sure you are tough enough to sit on a flight and not recline a seat.
Right.
I mean, like, sorry, dude. You know what I mean? There's a lot of bad things in the world. If you got to sit up straight.
Exactly.
Come on, toughen up.
If you recline your seat on a plane, I will guarantee you, like, 80% of the time, you're the one that the attendant has to talk to. Could you please bring your seat up? We're about to land. They'd set it over the loudspeaker.
Right.
We're about to land. You got to bring your seat up. Oh, you forgot. What do I know? Mm-hmm. Number three, have your boarding pass on hand before you approach the gate.
Yes.
Yes, you know why? Because it's like, have your ticket ready when you go into a concert.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Boarding I can't pass, imagine the circumstance it's called, that if I'm in a line for something.
Right. It's called a ticket.
Right.
Here's a tip. When you go to the movie, have your ticket.
Have your ticket ready to go.
Get on a train, have your ticket.
Listen, I feel it's like TSA could maybe take a little bit of a chill pill, but at the same token, when they're walking through the security line saying, all right, everybody, have your IDs ready, have your tickets ready
to go. That's why they're annoyed.
And then you get to the doggone counter and just look at them like a deer in headlights.
Can I
like
write
they're
a
supposed
check?
To just let your dumb ass through.
Like the person who counts change and slides it over slowly.
Hang on, I got my ID somewhere in here. Like,
are you writing a check
it?
Or the grocery store person?
Criminy. Number two, after walking through security with your shoes off, do not stand in everybody's way. Take your stuff to one of the designated benches out there and collect your stuff there.
Yeah. I find most people go to that too.
Yeah.
In my experience, I'm not saying it happens all the time. I'm just saying for me personally, I've noticed most people at least do that. And I think because everyone's aggravated having just gone through TSA.
Yeah.
They just want to get their goddamn shoes on and go to their goddamn gates. Here's one, SeaTac. Don't call yourself international if your bitch ass closes everything at 9 p.m.
No kidding.
I'm sorry, man. That's Chuck E. goddamn cheese. Because it was 9:05. I'm like, well, our flight's 11:35.
Let's grab a
whatever.
Beer.
Yeah, well, that was it. Like, man, what I said tomorrow, we'll read whatever book or magazine. Everything except Hudson News. Everything was closed.
They take the...
Like, how do you call yourself international? Look, brother, I'm going to tell you right now. You travel internationally, call yourself international and close at 9. You are a joke. That actually pissed me off. It's fine if you want to close it. Drop international. International says there's some prestige about you. Right. So goddamn act like it.
International flights fly over my home at about 4 a.m.
Yay.
4:30. I'm like, oh my God, they've been on a plane for like 13 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're coming from, but when I used to smoke, I'd be outside looking. I'm like, what is that airline? And I can see them clear, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell
he's
that
doing
is.
That
was a huge-ass plane, though.
This is the number one piece of flying etiquette that you should know by now. We are right back into the TSA. Take your jewelry off before
don't
going
wear
through security.
Jewelry. No one goes when you walk down that aisle. Wow.
I mean, they wear whatever you want to wear. When you get to I don't care what you do. Yeah. When it comes to my convenience, have it all.
That's oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
here says, hey, man, if I paid for a reclining seat on a plane, I'm using it. F them. That's fine. When you get choked out or beaten, just understand.
Right.
Brother, because that's no joke.
When
you get choked out or beaten or stabbed or whatever it is that comes your way, just understand, some cats don't play that game.
Right.
It doesn't give you that much more room.
I'm glad that
like,
you're just annoying the person behind you. But you're right. You paid for your ticket.
Yes, you did.
Seem like a fun person to hang with.
Glad that 1 inch gives you all that satisfaction.
Oh, that's what I tell them.
We go to Florida. We go to Florida where you'll never guess how many calls it took to get police to a woman's home.
How many?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to get tests online. Time for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
parts.